Welcome to a special edition of the Views and News podcast, where we bring you the latest updates on the Criminal Justice Commission's current issues from the 2023 legislative session. I'm your host, Tony Vidali, and I'm thrilled to be joined by two esteemed guests today, Molly Edwards, the legislative liaison for the Criminal Justice Commission, and Molly Sexton, the Criminal Justice Commission's 2023 legislative intern. Welcome, Molly and Molly.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
I know both of you have been working very hard at the Capitol to get to know all of the new legislators, educate new members about the Criminal Justice Commission, and also work to monitor bills and play an active role in a few of those bills relating to ACJC work making their way through the legislative process now. Starting with you, Molly Sexton, can you tell us about Governor Hobbs's priorities this legislative session, specifically the issues she is most focused on?
Well, at the beginning of this session, Governor Hobbs outlined a number of priorities, along with stating that she wanted to reach across the aisle and have bipartisan participation. With that being said, her priorities are public education, affordable housing, immigration, women's rights, securing water for the future of Arizona, and economic growth and security.
On the legislative side of the equation, how many bills have been introduced in this session, and what are some of the general areas that they address?
With this year's legislative session, there were 1,632 bills introduced. Of those, approximately 207 were criminal justice-related bills. In looking at past legislative sessions, this is significantly higher than in years past. Of the total number of bills introduced, Title 13 of the Criminal Code, we saw 128 bills introduced. The governor has signed 5 of those and vetoed 11. The Criminal Code has the most bills vetoed this session. Public education had 175 bills introduced this session. The governor vetoed 2 and she has signed 2. Next, elections had 156 bills introduced this session, which is significantly higher than in years past. Public health and safety had 132 bills introduced. And finally, state government had 211 bills introduced.
What has been the governor's response to those bills that have made it to her desk so far?
Well, Governor Hobbs has vetoed 64 bills to date, which is the most vetoes in history from a governor. She has signed 112.
So, in your opinion, have the bills that have been introduced so far aligned with the governor's priorities?
Not really, but this is not a surprise with a divided government. There is still a lot of time left in the session for the legislature to get bills to the governor's desk, so it's a bit premature to make a final determination.
Thanks for that rundown, Molly. Those numbers put into perspective the differences between legislative and executive priorities this session. We had 1,747 bills introduced last year. Considering the 1,632 bills introduced this year, we are obviously down from last year, but it's still a very high number of bills to be introduced. So the legislature still has some work to do. Where are we at in the legislative process?
We are 110 days into the legislative session. We've had some interesting politics this session, with the majority of the parties being Republican in both the House and Senate and a Democratic governor. Plus, there's vacancy in the Senate with Democratic Senator Tehran running for Congress and a vacancy in the House with Liz Harris being expelled. I know the Board of Supervisors is working on a replacement for Ms. Harris. Voting in the House has been challenging because there are 29 Democrats and 31 Republicans, which requires a majority of votes to get bills out of the House. So they can't lose votes.
So it sounds like we may be stalled out for a while until those vacant positions are filled. Let me turn to Molly Edwards, our esteemed legislative liaison. Of the many bills making their way through the legislature, what areas of the criminal justice system are being addressed?
You know, well, as you can see with how Molly outlined the bills, this again has been a very active year for criminal justice bills. And we tracked 150 bills last year and have been tracking over 207 bills this session, so quite a bit more this year. With respect to overarching themes, the bills that have percolated to the top are fentanyl and opioids, victims' rights, sentencing reform such as expungements, probation reform, individuals leaving the prison system, so reentry funding, and of course gun control rights, which has been a common theme for the past several years.
So of those bills, what bills could directly impact ACJC?
Bills that directly listed ACJC were bills that allocated funding to our agency to manage specific programs, such as House Bill 2482, which would make ACJC the fiscal agent for the Crime Victim Notification Program. House Bill 2333 would give ACJC funding to create a cross-recidivism tracking database. Both of these bills are awaiting the budget process. Now, House Bill 2418 is the Law Enforcement Response Time Study Committee. We're not really sure where this is at in the process, but it would require ACJC to define law enforcement emergency response times. House Bill 2242, introduced by Representative Livingston, is problematic. It would take approximately $845,000 from the Victims Compensation and Assistance Fund. Our agency has not been supportive of this, but we are working on identifying other funding mechanisms so the victims' funding in the state does not continue to decline.
ACJC has been working with the legislature on a data-related bill that would make ACJC the central point of criminal justice data for the collection and display of that data. What happened with that bill?
That bill would establish the State County Municipal Online Data System, also known as SCMODS. It was introduced in the House as House Bill 2192, but it did not pass out of the House due to stakeholder issues. However, because we had a mirror bill in the Senate that Senator Kavanaugh had sponsored, which is Senate Bill 1588, we were able to get the bill moving again. You know, we did more due diligence with this particular bill and our stakeholders, and were able to gain consensus on a number of issues. The bill passed the Senate and moved over to the House, where Representative Livingston amended the bill to appropriate only a first-year cost to the project, which will be $4.7 million. We believe his goal is to see how we handle the funding to get the project going. If we can show successes in meeting our deliverables, we can come back next year to ask for more funding. Senate Bill 1588 made it through both the Senate and the House and is now being rolled into the budget process.
Thanks, Molly, for that informative update. And where should people go to see more details on these bills and other legislative bills?
Well, to find out more information about specific bills we are tracking, I would encourage everyone to visit www.azleg.gov.
Well, Molly Sexton, we could not end without hearing something about your legislative intern experience here at ACJC. What is your most significant observation about the legislative process?
My most significant observation about the legislative process is how much goes on behind the scenes. Being down at the Capitol with ACJC, I have seen the lengthy process of how bills are made into law, and it is not just committees and floor votes. There are stakeholder meetings, discussions with legislators, and lots of time spent revising legislation. It is a long, difficult process, and every bill has its own path. Things don't always go as planned, so you have to adapt and not take things personally. Throughout the process, there are many ups and downs, but I enjoyed learning through each one.
Thank you so much to both of you for joining us today and providing such valuable insight into ACJC's legislative experience during this session. I'd like to extend a special thanks to our legislative intern, Molly Sexton, for your hard work and dedication during your time at our agency. I will tell you that you had the opportunity to work alongside a very talented and brilliant legislative liaison. So I hope you learned some lessons from Molly. Your contributions have been truly invaluable to our agency, and we wish you all the best as you move forward on new endeavors.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you for listening to the Views and News podcast. This has been an Arizona Criminal Justice Commission production. For more information about the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission, visit www.azcjc.gov and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you like this episode and are interested in hearing more, subscribe to Views and News on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.